Do you believe that we're all children of God? I remember having this debate a few years ago with one of my kids, and they presented very strongly that we had to all be considered children of God because we've all been made in His image. We know that from Genesis. And we've been fearfully and wonderfully made, which Psalm 139:14 says. And yes, indeed, that's true. And it sounds like when you first hear it, you're like, oh yeah, right? We're all children of God. But the Bible also teaches that it is only through adoption, spiritual adoption, that we become children of God. All right, today we're just going to break down a little bit of what it means, like how that came about, and then what it means for our own lives, and then I'm going to pray for you. And I can't wait for you to get a hold of this a little bit more, because when I did, it completely changed the way I live, and I'm excited for you to grab a hold of this as well. So, did you know that only about 2% of the global population has been adopted? And perhaps you're in that 2%. You probably know somebody. Well, let me tell you, our family is intimately familiar with adoption. Check out this list. My grandmother was adopted by her stepfather when her mom remarried. That stepfather just happened to be a descendant of Aaron Burr, which I'm not sure how cool that is, but Aaron Burr's grandfather was Jonathan Edwards, who was a revivalist and preacher of the First Great Awakening. That's pretty cool. My father was adopted by his adopted father, but he didn't know it until a few years ago. My mom was adopted by her mom's best friends after her mom tragically died from an ectopic pregnancy and her father was still living. Yeah, that's another crazy story. My husband was adopted at 6 months old, 6 months of age, out of a foster home because his biological mom realized that she wasn't going to be able to care for him. And then that same husband and myself actually adopted the last two of our 5 children internationally from Ethiopia. Very possibly the best decision that we ever made. Except, of course, also the other 3 kids that we birthed. The bottom line is adoption is God's idea, not ours. It's the way that God chose to put together His family. Isn't that something? That it wasn't through natural birth. He did it through adoption. And just like, you know, when we adopted our last 2 kids, we had to really plan it out, right? We had to plan out. It was pretty involved and it was just a little bit costly. And for God, it was incredibly costly because it meant that He sent His one and only Son. He did have a son, but there was only one by natural birth, and that was Jesus. And He sent Him to live a perfect life here on earth and then to die a criminal's death in our place, the death that we deserved. But then He was resurrected to new life. And that is our inheritance as children of God. That is amazing. Galatians 4:4-5 says this: God sent Him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to sin, slaves to the law, so that He could adopt us as His very own children. We typically understand adoption in the light of bringing a baby home, right? That's just a common thing, although as in the case of my family, there's so many ways that adoption happens. But in Jesus' day, it was not uncommon for a father to adopt another son into his family, perhaps even get rid of the natural born son that he had if he was deemed to be unworthy. Can you imagine if we did that today? Kind of a scary thought. But in that day, they could take a young man or even a grown adult who might be older than the father himself to be considered his son. They would pay off his debts. They would give him the full rights of sonship and the inheritance that came with it. He was then entitled. And even though you were able to disown your natural born son, once you adopted a son, it was irrevocable. You couldn't take it back. Well, so similar to that is when God adopts each of us, we are given the full rights of sonship, being a son or daughter of His, with those full rights of inheritance, and He doesn't take it back. What a privilege that we have. When I began, as I mentioned at the beginning, when I began to realize what this meant in my own life, that I was a daughter of the King, a daughter of the creator of the world, that he chose me to be his child, and that I had full rights of inheritance, not just someday in the future, far away in heaven, but right here on earth, I've got access to so many of those rights. Well, it changed the way I looked at my circumstances. It changed the way that I looked at my life, and I realized all those voices that had told me I wasn't worthy, and I wasn't, you know, maybe I was rejected, whatever it was, that I didn't have to pay attention to those because I knew the truth. And that's what I want you to be able to grab a hold of as well. So you're going to want to stick around at the end, just a couple minutes when this video is over. You're going to want to listen and engage with the worship meditation, because we are crafting, we are writing worship meditations that go along with the devotionals. So we don't just hear the truth, but we get them into our system. They can go deeper and they can begin to change the way we think, the way we feel, and then the way we act. Because here's the wonderful truth. Research has shown that when we meditate on a good God for at least 12 minutes at a time, well, it begins to form new healthy neural pathways in our brain. That's new ways of thinking that align with the one that we're meditating on. So in this case, when we meditate on our inheritance from God and the very God who gave that to us and what it means for our lives, we begin to understand more. We begin to have a greater revelation of what it means that we're adopted as a son and as a daughter of God. And so you want to engage with that. And you want to do it more than once, because the deeper it goes, well, the more we understand it, the more our behavior reflects that truth and that reality. So before I pray for you, I just want to say thank you for those who have subscribed. If you haven't done so yet, please do so you're notified. Thanks for sharing this with other people and for liking. And if you've got a prayer request, we would love to be able to pray for you. Put it in the comments and we will lift you up before the Lord. So Father, we just thank you that you have given us the opportunity to be called the children of God. We thank you that you have given us the opportunity to receive full rights of inheritance as your children, to be considered heirs of God, co-heirs with Christ, adopted into your family, as Romans 8:17 talks about. Father, for every voice that would come against your children, we just rebuke right now in the very strong name of Jesus. And we say, be quiet, and may the truth come to light that we are your children. We are worthy just simply because of you. We can run forward into going after what you've called us to do because we are your children. We thank you that your well never runs dry, that you have given us wellsprings of life, and we run to you, our Abba Father. We love you so much. Thank you, Jesus.